Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and this is the Smartest Man in the World radio program. And of course, it's titled such simply because if we don't have the answer, we will find it for you. Now, if there's a particular topic that you're interested in learning more about, simply contact me and we'll go ahead and we'll get it on the program. Now, we're going to talk about Revelation chapter 17 in the Bible. And this talks about Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations. And basically, it starts with verse 1, and there came of one of the seven angels, which had the given seven vials, and talked with me, saying, unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon, the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. So let me explain the symbolism behind Babylon. So we have to go right back to after the flood. Now, after the flood, there arose a guy. His name was Nimrod. And you know about him in the Bible as the guy who raised up the Tower of Babel. Now, his goal in doing so was to slay God. That's literally what he was trying to do. He was trying to invade heaven. And we could talk more about that some other time. But anyway, he established two cities, later became kingdoms. One was the city of Assyria, which was based on military might, similar to the Spartans, and conquest and cruelty and slavery and captivity. And the other was Babylon. Now, Babylon was run by Nimrod's wife, whose name was Semiramis. And Semiramis basically turned Babylon into a brothel for the most part. An opium den, a brothel, everything you can think about that plays on the weaknesses and the temptations that we can fall into as mankind. So just imagine, I don't even have a city that I can compare it to, but imagine a city where sex was openly, sexual activity was openly promoted with anybody doing it with anybody. I mean, literally we're talking about full license. Imagine a city where, you know, the bars are open 24 hours, you know, whatever you want, you can find, right? That was Babylon. Now, interestingly enough, in the city of Babylon, every woman in the city was expected to go to the temple of Baal and there would spend the night before she got married. And during that night before she got married, any man in the city could go and have sex with her. And that's how crazy and corrupt Babylon was. So Semiramis became known as Isis in the Egyptian religion. And she became known as literally the mother of harlots. That's the best way to explain it to her. Now, when we talk about harlotry, we're talking about selling sex for money. That's what harlotry is. And Babylon, of course, is designed to enslave men to their passions, to their weaknesses. So alcoholism promotes it, the concept. Now think about this. Now, Babylon accomplishes a couple different things. Number one, it changed people to their passions, which basically means they are now under the control of the devil, at least for part of their decision-making. I don't think it's all of it, but at least for part of it. And then on top of that, it blurs their judgment. It blurs their abilities to see. And it also puts them in a very weakened position to be taken and destroyed by their enemies. So I can't help but imagine if Nimrod would go ahead and send his soldiers into Babylon in the middle of the night, and they would round people up and then bring them back to Assyria and use them as their slaves. Think about Pinocchio. It's probably the best way to describe it. You know, Pinocchio, where he gets persuaded to not go to school and he goes to Pleasure Island. And there, they were permitted to do whatever they wanted to do until they turned into jackasses. Yeah, that's Babylon. And Assyria, of course, would then enslave the poor fools, best way to call it, and then basically use their labor for free or for a minimal cost. So how do I compare this to our modern world? Well, look, Babylon has pretty much been a good part of the economy of these United States, at least for the last, let's go back to the 1920s, at least for 100 years, where individuals are willing to sell pleasures for money. And those pleasures, of course, are the forbidden ones. In other words, the ones that God has taught us would make us slaves to Satan. So that has been the United States' role in our modern world. So Satan's plans and his methods don't change. They stay the same. The only difference is the players that implement them change. So when you think about the global government, when you think about the first beast, you had two sides of it. You had Babylon the Great, basically enslaving people to their sins, and you had Russia playing Assyria, which would then enslave them for real. China, Assyria, would enslave them for real. European Union, Babylon, right? So the whole purpose of Babylon is to amass wealth through selling vices. Now let's go down the list here in the United States. Gambling. It's a vice. It's an addiction. It preys on people's weaknesses. I remember when I was a district manager for one of the large insurance companies in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the manager next to me was in the casino district, and he couldn't get out from under the fire losses that they had. I mean, theft, fire losses, right? Because in essence, what happens is these people with these addictions, eventually, they have to steal and they have to rob and they have to cheat and lie in order to pay for those addictions. And that's how it is with gambling. I wouldn't even want to guess what the loss rate is around Las Vegas. So they're basically taking people's resources. That's what Babylon does. Let's go down the other list. Tobacco. We lose 500,000 people per year to smoking. And that's just doesn't count those that die from heart disease, which is smoking related, or other diseases that are smoking related. It's a vice designed to enslave people. And people pay good money for it. They pay good money to be slaves to that addiction. Alcohol, another addiction, right? That people pay good money to be enslaved to. Narcotics, another addiction, right? Now let's look at the other side of this, you know, pornography. Massive addiction here in this country, and actually it's spreading worldwide. And if you understood, pornography relies on women that either are being forced to make it or have been so dependent on their own vices that they do it for money. Either way, it enslaves men's minds, and it forces men to focus on things that really are inconsequential, that a fantasy that doesn't exist in real life. It perverts relationships, destroys marriages, destroys our kids. So we live in Babylon, and when I read this prophecy, this is talking about the judgments that are coming upon Babylon, which means us. So let's go down here and says this. I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. Why? Because those that believe in Jesus Christ, that teach the truth, they're destroying their business. They're destroying their plunder. They're destroying their ability to enslave people. So, literally, Babylon is a murderer. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundations of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Now, here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Now, this is talking about Rome. And Rome followed the same strategy as Nineveh, and the same strategy as Babylon. And so what he's talking about, what the angel's revealing to John, is that Rome is the government or the empire that was promoting Babylon. And basically, Rome was destroyed, but Rome continued to exist in the smaller pieces. And let me just tell you this. For those of you that don't understand what I'm explaining here, Babylon will be destroyed. And according to this prophecy, he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the horse sitteth are people, multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put it in their hearts to fulfill his will, to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now here in these United States, right now, we are watching the destruction of Babylon. We're watching as the second global beast, or beast of global government, is destroying the whore, Babylon. And we're watching as this evil abomination, right, is depriving people of their pleasures. Look what's going on right now because of this virus. It's being used as an excuse to destroy people's livelihood, to destroy the middle class. And literally, to make it so there's only two classes, and that would be the ruling class and everyone else, which I'll talk about more in our next episode. Anyway, this is Paul Drockton. I do want to remind you that you can donate to this show if you appreciate the knowledge, and all that does is give me more time to produce more stuff. You can also support this radio program by going to my website, HempTonicsUSA.com. Look at the products there. Look at Relief Blend. Look at Power Blend. Look at the CBD gummies with vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and 11 essential vitamins and minerals. Look at the pain balm that we have. And believe me when I tell you, prepare to be amazed, because these products, they work. They're extremely inexpensive. They're extremely affordable. And on top of that, for those of you that are interested, it's a very, very lucrative business, because I built this company so that you win. And then, of course, I can win with you. But look, I'm only one person. I only need one house. I need one car, right? So why not let other people enjoy the good things in life as well? Go to my website, HempTonicsUSA.com. This is Paul Drockton. God bless. Have a great day.